Blog Talk Radio.
Presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus is on the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey. For me, God is truly the light illuminating each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in. For this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two basic formats of empowerment. We bring the two formats to you each week, the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their stories or testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. On last week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we had a powerful coaches forum, a Q&A, Ask Coach Adams. We had some provoking questions around purpose and passion and how do I start again. If you missed it, you definitely want to enjoy the archives of the show. On today's broadcast, we have the tag team ministry of the dynamic duo, Pastor Don and Charlene Johnson. And today, it's a night to dream. Let's dream together. But before we do that, I want to ask you, we ask you to pause and take a moment. Send someone a text message and tell them we are live, they need to tune in. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send an Instagram, send a tweet, do whatever you need to do, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, tell them, tune in now live for Motivational Mondays. We're going to give you, our global listening audience, an opportunity to ask questions and or make comments at about halfway through our dialogue. So we want you to know that this show is all about you and you being empowered on your journey and getting the empowerment that you need. Without further ado, help me, virtual audience, to welcome and bring into our virtual boardroom our in-studio guests, the dynamic duo, Don and Charlene Johnson.
Well,
good evening.
Good to be here.
Well, hello, family, and truly we are like family. We are family. I don't even want to say like, right, because we really are family. It is such a joy. It is such a joy to have you to reconnect with us here on Motivational Mondays. Of course, you are family. You're rejoining us again. You've been here before, different topic and subject all together. And I want our listening audience to know that Pastor Don and Charlene Johnson are the founders of Real Life Ministries International, and their mission is to usher in the next generation of the new era. Don and Charlene are well known for their dynamic dual tag team ministry, and I'm excited that we are going to be able to embrace the tag team on this evening. So let's get ready for some inspiration and some motivation, because they are inspiration and motivational speakers, ordained pastors. I can go on and on. Their list of credit goes on, but I want us to get into our dialogue this evening because we're talking about A Night to Dream. And we've invited our global listening audience to come and let's dream together. And, you know, I have to ask you, Don and Charlene, what does this message of A Night to Dream really mean to you, and how did it come about?
Well, A Night to Dream, it really is an event, and it's designed to motivate, to inspire, to empower, to equip, and to bring hope and encourage people to live a life without limits. Because in our world today, we know that there are so many things that are going on. And to be able to pause for a moment and to really dream and to dream big is a phenomenal thing.
And the thing is, we want people to have an experience that when they attend A Night to Dream, that they won't be the same, that they'll leave believing that they can conquer the world. You know, there's a saying that I heard I believe is worth repeating, and it says, if you see a man the way he is, he'll only become worse. But if you see him for who he could be, he'll become who he should be. And so we believe in people. God believes in people. And so we believe that if we could see them for who they are, that they'll become everything that God has called them to be. So we want them to experience what A Night to Dream have for them. And we can tell when they've experienced A Night to Dream, not just attend, because they'll begin to lock things in, write their vision down. They begin to capture a vision. And I believe that's when life really begins to take off.
And Coach Sonia, it actually started about a year and a half ago, October, I believe it was 2014. We finally stepped out and did what God had told us to do. It actually was birthed while we went to Vertical Leap. About a year prior to that, I believe the concept came when we were in God's presence. But it took us about a year to get it off of the ground. And it has been truly a blessing from that point on. So we're excited about it. And a lot of people that we didn't know before began to start coming with us, just posting a flyer on Facebook. And people just began to respond to the cry of wanting to dream.
Wow. And so when you got this concept for A Night to Dream, if there was just one thing that you would like for our global listening audience to know, not only about your vision, but this concept of A Night to Dream in general, what would that be?
A Night to Dream in general, it's like we said, it's about birthing your God-given dreams. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, we've been in amusement parks to where people are on a roller coaster ride. We've all been on them. And what I understand is that two people can be on the same ride, and they both can be screaming and hollering and yelling, but one is screaming because he can't wait to get off of the ride, and the other one is screaming because he enjoyed the ride. And so that we realize that people in life in general, or a lot of people walking through life terrified, they're not living their dreams or their assignment out on this earth. And so what we try to do with A Night to Dream is get you to take the limits off And there's something I like to ask. There's a question. I was reading one of the great motivational speakers' books, and he had what you call the million-dollar question. And that question is, if I gave you $1 million, and I've upped it today to $10 million, if I gave you $10 million, what would you do? And the question is designed to get you to take the limits off. Would you keep your job? Would you go to work tomorrow? Or at least give them a 2 weeks' notice. I would say do that. Would you stay in the city that you live in? You could live anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world. Where would you go? And when you begin to see that, it begins to take the limits off. And this is what we try to do at A Night to Dream. And then there's another question I like to ask. We don't believe in magic, but it's like if you had a magic wand and you could wave it over your family life, what would it look like? If you could wave it over your health, what would it look like? If you could wave it over your career, what would that look like? If you could wave it over your bank account, what would it look like? And so what happened a lot of times, people are not dreaming big enough because they don't believe they can attain certain things or the dreams that God has put in their heart. But when you begin to take the limits off, and it's, that question is really is asking, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? And so this is what A Night to Dream look like. It's really getting you to identify who you really are. It's more like an introduction to yourself.
And so if you will, play in Coach Adams' sandbox, because we're talking about empowering and inspiring others to take the limits off. What have you done in your life, make it personal, to take the limits off to live and operate in this season of doing what you've been called to do?
Well, what I tried to do at one a short time ago was write my vision statement, and I found myself struggling like you wouldn't believe. It was really a difficult task for me to write a vision statement, and I realized I had to do some soul searching. What did I really want? And so in trying to write this vision statement, I read books on how to, a vision statement and mission statement and all that stuff, and it finally occurred to me I was unable to write a vision statement because I didn't know my purpose. And so then I began to seek God concerning purpose. What am I created to be? Why am I here? What is your plan for my life? And when I began to see purpose, there was conviction that was being birthed in me. And it's interesting because in studying vision, I found out that out of purpose is birth conviction. And out of your conviction always show up in pictures, and it's called vision. And when I captured that, I was able to write a vision for my life. And, in the process, because we were trying to start a church initially. And what God did was he started doing it in phases. We had no idea that A Night to Dream would be the first phase of our ministry. And A Night to Dream is not a church. It's part of our ministry. But it's something God began to do. And so, I was going to leave Sacramento, go to San Francisco, and that's where we're going to start our church. And that's what God had put on my heart. But it wasn't time to do it. So what God did, he began to give me the first step, which was A Night to Dream. And this is how A Night to Dream was birthed. Now, I'm not sure if I got off on the original question you asked, but it's just talking about through personal experience, trying to capture a vision, trying to run with a vision, trying to give birth to something, God started giving me small steps that would take me to the big picture. And so I believe A Night to Dream, but we're in a process of going to where God is trying to take us.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing that we can say, and I'm sure it'll attest to everybody on the line, is that your purpose or your reason, we call it the original reason for being. That's your purpose, God's original intent. What is it that motivated him to create you? Why did he put breath in your body? See, there's a reason that he did that, and that's really what we focus in on during A Night to Dream. Because if you can understand your who and your why, then you can run with passion, even through the obstacles, even through the challenges of life. When you can see who you really are, then you can keep on running until you fulfill who you see. So original intent, who am I? Who am I when nobody else is around? Really, what motivates me to wake up in the morning? My original intent, what's my reason for even being here? And I think with A Night to Dream and actually Pursuit of Purpose, we've discovered actually who we are. And we know that one of the anointings on our life is to inspire others to do the same thing, to discover their distinction, that unique, specific thing that they were sent here to birth out on the earth realm. Not like everybody else, but your fingerprint is what you were designed to do, and only you can do it, and nobody can beat you doing that.
And help us to understand, Don and Charlene, the wonderful dynamic duo, because I know that there are some individuals listening in here to Motivational Mondays today on Inspired Media for You, and God has placed a dream in them, and they're trying to determine, how will I be able to fulfill this big size dream? I hear you saying, discover my unique distinction, that I need to take the limits off. What wisdom would you give someone who is fighting to be inspired in taking the limits off and connecting with that discovery of their distinction?
Well, one of the things I'm finding out, you have to be free of people. You know, a lot of times there's something you want to do, but you're considering what other people are going to think or how they're going to feel about if you do what you really want to do, if you have a desire to do something. And a lot of times we're living up to other people's expectations for us, and we're not living up to our true potential. And so I believe those are areas of limitation that you have to break. Be free to be you.
Yeah.
And, I believe what God is saying is, listen, you know, thank God that we have family, we have friends, but sometimes your family and friends can be your greatest holdback for you reaching your destiny. And so, you know, at the risk of sounding like I'm preaching, we know what happened with Abraham, how God told him to get out from his father's house, leave that land, and go into a land that I will show you and I will make of you a great nation. And so he had to leave. And I believe that when you begin to step out, there's an area, if you're not careful, you can be intimidated by what others are going to think or how others are going to feel about you. And it's almost like going for the prize behind the door. I know I got a watch, but I could turn that down and go for what's behind the door. Most people take the watch because they know they got something. We've been told that a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. But if it's not your dream, if it's not what you really want, if it's not something that you desire for yourself, be willing to risk it all and go for the prize behind the door. And that way you can step past your fears and go ahead and live the life that God is calling you to live.
And another thing, Coach Sonia, I also believe that, because we all know the familiar scripture that your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. So when I become myself, my authentic, true distinction that God designed me to be, so not what I'm just doing, but actually when I become that person that he called me to be, then God will begin to, not only will that gift bring you before great men, but those great men will start paying for what you have on the inside of you. So it's so important for you to develop and to become that person. Once you write your vision down and you know what God is calling you to, a lot of times we're not really ready to be who he called us to be in that instant. So we have to go through a process, and a lot of times we don't really like to go through the process because he's trying to get us out of the way so that he can shine. But when we become our authentic, true self, then people start coming to eat or pluck from your fruit. We always talk about a mango seed or whatever type of seed it is. When I want to bite into a nice, juicy mango, I go to the tree and I get a mango. And I don't go there for an apple. I don't go there for a banana. I go there for a mango tree. But trapped inside of that seed was that mango, the actual mango that I'm going to eat. So I didn't go there for the tree. I went there for the mango. So the fruit on the tree is what I really went there for. So when you become, people begin to start being drawn toward your fruit. There's something in you that people need. So then you start moving in that era. Just like if you write a book, there's an audience for that book that you wrote. So when you start executing and doing what you're supposed to be doing, if your book is still on the computer, I'm encouraging you today, just begin to write and get it off of the computer. Just begin to write and do what you know to do and let God do the rest, because until you start moving in it, then God can't draw the resources, the finances, the favor, the whatever else you need to fulfill your dream to you, because it's just still sitting in the computer. And I think I'm preaching to the choir because I'm talking to myself too, because I have some books that I know We need to get out. So, anyway, no short thing.
Well, let me ask you, and I love that because you're probably preaching to a number of individuals that are listening in that can really relate to what you're saying. And if I heard you correctly, it sounds like you're saying don't wait for the money to show up. Just begin to move. And now someone may be listening in thinking, you know, I don't have the money. I don't have the resources to do the book. I don't have the resources to start the vision. What wisdom would you give someone that may be struggling, listening in, thinking, you know, I hear what they're saying. It sounds good. Clearly it's worked for them, but they don't know my situation. What would you say to that person that's saying, I don't have the resources?
I would say this, because with the Night to Dream, we did not have the extra money or anything to start a Night to Dream. So we knew, you know, after writing the vision out, okay, we're going to need a building. We're going to need somewhere to do the event. So, I mean, we just start writing it down, and we start just going out looking for places. And, of course, it was expensive, a lot of different places, but I just happened to be at a nail shop. And this lady said, I saw your post on Facebook. Hey, you can use the library down the street for free. All you have to do is pay $50. And that's only if you mess up the place. So immediately I called, and we were able to book it up for a whole year. So that was without
a
dime.
That was the first one was October 4th, 2014.
That's right.
And so and even in the midst of that, you know, we never asked for any money. We never asked for any financial support. But people started wanting to give, you know, $1,000 here, $1,000. Never asked anyone for any money. Then you have some people who want to commit $100 here, $100 there, you know, and be consistent in giving. Just the other night, we had some people come, you know, give us a couple of $100 because they want to be a part of what we're doing. But had we never started, you know, because one of the things I want to say is the circumstances will never be favorable. If you're waiting for the circumstances to be just right to start, you'll never start. Once you have the idea, go ahead and take off with it. Unless you're getting a check in your spirit, it's not time yet. Go ahead and take off with it and let it begin to evolve. Let it begin to snowball. And that's what me and Charlene did. We, you know, we gave our first event, and I think it was something like, I can't remember, 40-something-odd people show up. You know, just by advertising on Facebook, and then they started telling people, and then, you know, another event we had, over 60-something people showed up just by putting that out on Facebook and telling people, you know, well, who we were, what we were doing, and where they could find us. And so, but if had we waited for the circumstances to be just right, we'd still be sitting waiting for things to happen. We needed, you know, because during the first half hour, we have a meet and greet, we feed people. You know, we get some finger food and get to know one another here in the community. And what happened is someone wanted to come out to that event. They heard about it, and they missed that particular event. In fact, this person never even showed up yet. And this was back since 2014, October 4th. And one day I'm sitting out in the parking lot drinking coffee right in front of Starbucks, getting ready to pull off. This person called me up and asked if they could meet me, just to hold tight for a minute, came and gave us a check for $1,000. So what I'm saying is don't sit. Get up and begin to move and you know, write things down, you know, have a list and you know, charting things off what you're going to get done that day as far as getting your dream started, and people will start showing up, resources will start showing up, things are going to happen. So like I said, don't wait till circumstances. That's right. Don't wait for favorable circumstances. Begin to step out and create your own circumstance.
And the Word of God says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and those that dwell therein. So, in other words, as I move, it's that corridor principle. As a man moves, he draws the desire to himself, the desires of his heart to himself. But as you begin to move, as you begin to step out, if that stepping out means Google, you know, whatever it is that you begin to start doing, as you begin to move, then God begins to shift the atmosphere because you believe in your dream so much so that you're going to begin to move in it. So then he begins to start drawing resources, money, favor, people, all kind of things that you need to fulfill your vision because you just simply moved and you began to simply believe in it yourself. We know we heard from God, and God backs his vision. He has provision for his vision. And, I mean, God is continually bringing the resources. So if there's somebody that's squatting on your building, that's squatting on your money, that's holding your finances, as you begin to move, God is going to take care of that, because he'll move heaven and earth so that he can get that assignment here on this earth.
And so there's people waiting for you to step out. They don't know you're here, but when you step out, they'll know you're here, and they'll be a part of what God is doing with your ministry and your vision.
Amen.
You know, what I love about what you shared, several things, you know, the circumstances will never be favorable. And that is so key, because so many are waiting for everything to line up, which, of course, we know they're waiting for it to logically make sense. Every I to dot and every T to cross perfectly, that perfectionism. And I love that you brought out that the circumstances will never be favorable, and that the key in this process is to simply step out and move, take a step, do something, and allow God to do what he has designed you to do, because his intended purpose will come to life as we move. That's the converter. You know, it's so interesting, because I heard a quote, or saw a quote, I should say, more specifically, today by Devon Franklin, and this is so key in what we're talking about. And I was like, wow, yeah, that's it. That's profound. This quote by Devon Franklin said that, don't downgrade your dream to match your reality. Upgrade faith to match your destiny. And many
Amen.
Of us have downgraded because of the lack of resources, you know, all of these various things. And I love that he's saying, no, upgrade. So we continue to keep our minds fixed on what the vision is and just continue to step out and move. God will do what his intended purpose is.
Yes. And Coach Shania, your budget will never be able to match God's dream. When you have that big, big vision, your low budget that you're working with right now is not going to match it, and that's where faith comes in. So that's like so apropos of what you talked about. Our budget does not support what God has called us to do or to be or to become. But because we serve a God that is El Shaddai, more than enough, we expect him to take care of us, because it's his assignment. It's his gifting that he has for other people. As long as I'm obedient to do what he tells me to do, then I can guarantee that God's got me covered. No matter what the circumstances look like, no matter what my bank account looks like, some people done bounced the check yesterday and God told them to do this big dream. And he's just saying, if you're going to be obedient and do it, it doesn't matter where you came from. We cannot hold on to our history at the expense of our destiny. Amen.
Oh, I love that. Say that again.
So don't hold on to your history at the expense of your destiny or at the expense of your tomorrow.
Wow,
you know,
that was really
stuck.
Rich. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are stuck in the past failures, the past hurts, the past things that didn't happen, the lost expectations, the disappointments, the discouragement. So we get stuck in there, and it's almost like you have motion, but you have no range because you're stuck in the past. And God is saying, don't hold on to the past. Let it go. Whatever didn't work, learn from it and keep moving.
Amen.
And that is so key. And Don and Charlene, you know what I would love to do? I would love to give our global listening audience an opportunity to chime in. And I want our audience to know that this is a time in our broadcast when we open up the broadcast so that you can simply interact and engage. Chime in. Maybe you have a question or a comment for Coach Adams or our dynamic duo in-studio guests, Don and Charlene. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you're on your laptop, on your tablet, on your desktop. You need to simply call in if you want to engage and ask a question. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, and that will let us know that you want to engage with us. Meanwhile, we will continue in our discussion and just continue to share around this subject of A Night to Dream. For those that are just tuning in, you've tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We have the dynamic duo in studio with us. We're having A Night to Dream, the wisdom of Pastors Don and Charlene Johnson out of Sacramento. You know, I have to ask you, family, was or has this journey that you're on, has it been an easy journey?
No. No, that's not. A lot of internal barriers and external barriers.
Yeah, and it hasn't been easy, but what is going to be easy? I mean, nothing is coming easy. And to be honest, when you recognize that what you're carrying, that it's dangerous, it's unstoppable, there's nobody that can beat you being you, but once you discover who you are and you become it, then you really become unstoppable because you're a threat now to the enemy and to the kingdom, I mean the kingdom of darkness, because now I have stepped into who he called me to be, so there's people that I'm going to be impacting. So if you're not willing to fight, then you really don't want it. You have to be able to fight. Anything worthwhile, you're going to have to be able to fight. And opposition is going to come. That's just part of life. And once you recognize that opposition will come, but I'm telling you, when you're moving with purpose, the opposition does not stand a chance because you can't lose with the stuff that you use.
You know, you are sharing some really great nuggets and gems on this evening. And, you know, I would love for you to, and I don't know if it's off the top of your head, if you have it in a organized format, what would you say would be the top keys that you would share with someone listening in around A Night to Dream? What would you say that they need to do to get active or to move to the next level? Are there any keys that you would share with them, specific principles or steps that they can take practically to really be able to convert and move out on what you've shared in general today?
Well, the most practical thing I could think of is having a vision, having some goals, you know, how are you going to, you know, an action plan, writing your goals down. And like I said, and learning to write goals, what I started doing, there was this exercise I did, and it was based on one of Brian Tracy's books. And he talked about writing out your top 10 to 15 goals. And most people live a whole lifetime and have never written their top 10 goals down. And he said, if you would do this, and he remembered, he said he did it like once a year. But he came to a conclusion that if I could do it once a year and do what I've done, what if I did it once every day? And he began to write his goals down. This is what I did, some practical steps that I took. I began to write my goals down every day, the top 10 to 15 goals. And what happened is the next day when I began to write, not referring to my list before the day before, just off of the top of my head, some of the things that I wrote down the previous day didn't reappear on the list. And that either meant it wasn't important for that day or I didn't believe I could attain it. And I had to come to a conclusion which one was it. But I didn't look at this list for like 30 days. I would just write a new one down every day. And at the end of 30 days, there were certain things that I started off with that wasn't on that list. But that exercise began to give greater clarity to what you really wanted. And that's a practical way of writing down your vision so you could write down some goals. And some action steps on how to paint them. You're going to have clarity, absolute clarity of what it is you want. And so I would encourage all who are listening, begin to write your goals down. And take time out, 5 minutes every day, just to write your goals down every day, not referring to the list the previous day. Continue to write it down, and don't look at it until the end of 30 days, and see what's on that list the last day, but on the 30th day. And those would be the on that list would be your dreams that you really have a desire for. and you can begin to strategize and write goals down and action plans and putting dates on them, and so you can complete those goals. But that's the first place I would start, is getting clarity of your vision and begin to write your goals down and some action steps.
Now, what I would say, Coach Shonea, is to kind of ask yourself that million-dollar question that Don asked, just so people can take the limits off. And because then, I mean, we really need to know, okay, let me get rid of these barriers. I have limitations that's in my mind, but if I really got $10 million, what would I really do? Really take some time and think about that and begin to answer that so that they can take the limits off. And then the most important thing also is to discover their uniqueness, their distinction, that fingerprint, that brand, because when I discover my fingerprint, that's my brand. And so I'll begin to develop that to the maximum and become the best me that I can be. And then, of course, write it down and then start moving. Don't be controlled by your past or mistakes, but just move into it, because when you move, then God will respond when you move.
I love it. You've given some key nuggets that the audience can really see. And I'm going to open it up again and just invite, if you want to share in our discussion, maybe you have a question or a comment for us today here on Motivational Mondays, Coach Adams or our in-studio guest, the dynamic duo, Don and Charlene Johnson, press 1 on your telephone keypad, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on the computer, you need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We've heard some very clear, distinct steps that I want to give us a review on, but we do have an in-studio guest, or a caller, I should say, more specifically. So I'm going to transition our caller in who has a question or a comment. Area code 310, last 4, 2567. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Don and Charlene.
Hi, Don and Charlene and Coach Adams. I just want to say this is an awesome show, and I want to let Don and Charlene know that often we hear the term golden nuggets. You guys have far exceeded that on this show, and I want to say you guys have gone to platinum nuggets now. So continue to dream. I'm excited. I'm encouraged, and thank you so very much for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge. God bless.
Thank you very kindly.
Caller, if I may ask, what would you say is the greatest platinum nugget that you are taking away this evening?
Well, one of the things that I do like that I heard Don refer to would be to take a list, take time daily to make a list of your desires and your goals, and don't look at it until the 30 days. That's a really great exercise, because that will definitely bring clarity to what's really important and what's really inside of you and helping you connect with your purpose.
Amen.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you so much, caller. If you will press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, press 1. Move yourself from the host queue. Wow. You know, as I was starting to say before our caller chimed in, we have gotten such clear, distinct areas that we can focus in on. The clarity of vision, and with that, having a vision plan, having an action plan, writing out your goals and your desires. And what I love about that is that when you take the time to just write it down, journal, capture what it is, it brought me to, many years ago, I had indicated that I desired to have a radio show. And, you know, many years later, and I've been a part of different shows and contributed in all of this, but, you know, when I look at that, because I had written that down, I realized that was something that was true for me, that I wanted that type of platform to be able to sow and give into the lives of others. And here we are now, Motivational Mondays, going on its second year on the air, you know, several months here on Inspire Media for you. But when you say write it down, it's so key. For those that may be saying, while I'm struggling, I need tools or resources concerning an action plan or business plan, there's a great resource, online resource, LivePlan, LiveplanCom, LivePlan.com. And maybe you're saying, well, writing out goals, what does that look like? SMART goal setting, which is an acronym, S, specific, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, relevant, T, time bound. So make sure that your goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. I love what Charlene brought to the picture of all the steps here that we're talking about. Ask yourself that million-dollar question. You know what's interesting? I think about that million-dollar question, family, is that I believe that it will reveal what's most important to you. And some people may be surprised because some may find that if they got $1 million, that it would be all superficial things. Oh, I'm going to go on a shopping spree. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The true visionary would say, okay, this is to sow into making this dream a reality. So I think that that in and of itself is going to be revealing to people on so many different levels. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would.
Yes. And then there's a couple of things. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no, we're fine. I was tickled by the fact that you would hope that it would reveal purpose. But for some, it may reveal that you need purpose because everything is superficial and shallow.
Yeah.
So that's why I was laughing.
Yeah. That
and
was
I
really
love
cute.
That. I know, right? I know that you said that it's important to discover your uniqueness. You know, and I love that you gave the illustrations that you gave because, like you said, early on in tonight's broadcast here on Motivational Mondays with Don and Charlene Johnson, the dynamic duel, as we're talking about, A Night to Dream, that it's important to know why you were, quote, unquote, placed on the planet. Why were you created? What does that look like? So that you can fulfill that intended purpose. And in that is discovering your uniqueness. And ultimately, what I love that you said, and again, to our global listening audience, the lines are open. We welcome you to engage and interact with us. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question or make a comment. 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question or make a comment. Maybe you're listening in. You would need to dial 516-453-9374. Maybe you're listening in on the computer. You would need to dial 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue, and we will move forward from there. And then last and final, we do have another caller, and we'll transition you in just a moment. Last and final is to simply move, step out. Don't worry about the budget and all of that. I love it. My co-producer of 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, our live event that we do twice a year, January and July, we have an event coming up July 23rd. Save the date. Mark your calendar. It's going to be an awesome time. I remember we were talking, and she said, Coach, what's the budget? What's the budget? I'm like, we're on a faith journey. We're on a faith journey. We don't have a budget. Luckily, I don't should have one. I'm not minimizing. Logically, I know we should, but we don't. Let's take our next caller. Caller, area code 818-7062. You are on Motivational Mondays Live with Donna Charlene Johnson and Coach Adams.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for all of this information. It's been really helpful. And I had a question that kind of piggybacks on what Coach Adams was talking about just now in terms of, you know, discovering your purpose and then the discussion about writing down your desires. And I guess I was wondering about how you know what your purpose is and that your desires, are they lining up with the purpose, for example? And, you know, when we talked about discovering your unique you, you may have various talents and kind of natural gifting. So I don't know if those are sort of the things you look at that sort of steer you towards your purpose. So I guess I'm really asking for a little more guidance on how you identify your purpose.
Yeah, I think one of the things is, what do you really desire to do? And you could always tell. I learned from a God-given vision or a selfish ambition. Which one is it? I have a desire to live in Kings Point, Long Island. I want a yacht. I want about $20 million in the bank, and I'd like to drive a Rolls Royce, and so on and so forth. But what, if I got all of that, does that bless anyone else other than me? You know, God is bigger than a yacht or a mansion on Kings Point, Long Island, $10 million in the bank. For me, that would be selfish ambition. Not that God have a problem with you having any of that stuff. But then when I go back to what he put on my heart as far as a night to dream, others are being blessed. We're blessed to be a blessing. So what I'm saying is, you could tell if a vision is from God or if it's selfish ambition. The question was asked, are people being blessed if I give birth to this? Or am I the only one being blessed? And that's a lot of times you could tell if it's from God. The other thing is this, I would say, what do you really desire? You may have, some people have one talent, some have two, some have five. You know, the thing is, take the one that you have a desire for today and begin to start that. Take the practical steps to write down your vision and prioritize it and begin to move in that. You know, I believe that if you step out and don't be afraid to make a mistake, I believe God will help you correct it. He just wants to get moving.
And I was going to say really quick, I mean, just to relate it, like, for instance, right now, although I'm called to be a pastor, however, I'm working as a nurse or a nurse manager right now. So that's my job, but my work is who God called me to be, and that's the pastor motivational speaker. So I know the distinction between that, because my job, I have administrative skills, I have leadership skills, a lot of different talents that I have that enhance my the way that I do my work. But I know on my inside, because my manufacturer told me of what he had called me to do. So I think you have to go back to your manufacturer to find out. I'm talking about the calling. What is that call that's coming from out of eternity that you were, before you were formed in your mother's womb, God already put that gifting, that talent on the inside of you. And now there's this little cry on the inside of you that makes you uncomfortable with where you are right now, that's calling you from eternity, because God's trying to pull you to your purpose. And that's the only person that can truly tell us who we are or what he called us to and what he purposed us through is. And yeah, and you do have to ascertain it through your prayer life.
Because only God can tell you. You know, you have, that's something you have to take the prayer to him. And what is it you want me to do? I have a desire. Lay your desires out. Write them down. Lord, what do I do? But I believe that you'll know through prayer, as you begin to talk to him, that he'll be able to reveal it to you.
And what do you love doing? I mean, what would you do and you didn't have to get paid for it? Like, I can speak and I can inspire people all day 24/7, and I don't even have to get a dime for it, because it's just who I am. It's not just what I do, but it's who I am. So you got to find that sweet spot where, I mean, you just do it automatically. Some people are really good at writing. Some people are good at decorating. You know, all of the different things, but you got to find your passion. What is it that you really, really love doing? And you don't even have to be recognized for it. It's just who you are. Amen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And, you know, caller, I hope that you continue to stay tuned in. I wanted to share two key steps in making that connection with your purpose and the pursuit of purpose. And we heard it in what Don and Charlene said and said so well. And the number one thing would be to stop and listen. Just simply stop and listen, to be still and to look inside. As Don said, you have to seek God for what is it that he placed you on the planet to do. And in this being still and stopping to listen and going inside, now you're able to, once you get quiet, you can now be open to recognize, what am I passionate about. Because whatever it is that you have been created to do, there is a passion for it. This strong, compelling, powerful emotion that you cannot get away from. And that passion unearths your purpose, the desires of your heart, because like Charlene said, what is it that you'll do? Not getting paid, you can't shut it off. I think about when I was in real estate, I was motivating and empowering people so much so I had this application process for a real estate finance. And, you know, I remember the lady saying to me, the wife saying, Shania, we appreciate that you care so much about our lives. We're just trying to close this refi. And what she was saying before I had a title was, you're trying to coach us and you're caring about our lives and purpose and all of that, and we're just trying to get this loan. And so it's there. You have to go on a journey of discovery would be number two. So number one would be stop and listen. Number two would be to discover, evaluate and understand what is it that you are gifted and talented at, what you enjoy doing, and on the other side, asking others, what do you think I'm good at? I remember asking a very dear friend of mine that I went to elementary, junior high, and high school with when I was on my discovery, and she said, you know what, you've always had an ability to motivate and inspire people. I had no idea she was going to say that. So you first reflect, what am I passionate about, and then get the input of others that you trust and know have your best interest and say, hey, what do you think I'm gifted at? So those would be the top twos on the pursuit of purpose. Thank you so much for chiming in to Motivational Monday today. We trust that this information was truly valued and helpful for you. And we have just a few moments left in our broadcast. With that said, I want to transition in my co-producer, Lady Tabitha S. Kendrick, as I call her Lady, because she is truly a lady co-producer of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and she co-produces 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams and is the professional management of Coach Adams. Wow, she's doing a lot for Coach Adams. Sounds real impressive. Lady Tabitha, thoughts around this evening's broadcast, and are there any special announcements from you in the last 5 minutes of our show before we close things out?
Thank you, Coach Adams. Yes, I just want to say that I have been really enjoying this program, Pastors, because you said a lot of key things. I'm kind of with the caller, and I would encourage you to coin this platinum nuggets. That's what you all gave tonight, and thank you so much just for coming on and sharing your joy and your trials and your encouragement with our listening audience. So I know everyone's taking notes. It's really powerful. So thank you both for coming, and thank you, Coach. But what I want to also remind our audience that they can actually prepare for 4 Hours of Power. So tickets are on sale now. You can go to CoachAdams.com. We're really preparing and excited about this new workshop, the Empowerment Circle. It's in full force. And Coach Adams has been teaching and coaching, and her clients have been winning. Thank you, Coach.
Well, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. And I'm going to ask our in-studio guests, Don and Charlene Johnson, final thoughts, comments from your point of view in the last few moments of today's broadcast that you would like to share with our global listening audience.
Well, one final thought that I would have is that everybody that's listening is that you are significant to God. Your very reason for being is so valuable to God. You're significant. You just have to recognize your own significance. And God has a gift on the inside of you, and you were created to serve that gift to humanity. So I encourage you to believe in your own significance. Nobody else has to believe in it. But as long as you believe in it, then and run with passion, the other people will follow.
In fact, you're going to be the first person who believe in your vision. Then everybody else will begin to believe. But I'd like to say that all of you have greatness, the seed of greatness God has planted on the inside of each and every one of us. And that greatness has to be responded to. You have to respond to the call of greatness. And so I'll leave with that. You know, many are called, but few are chosen. And the few are chosen because only a few will qualify themselves to step into greatness.
I love it. I know that you are hosting A Night to Dream. We heard about that. How would our global listening audience connect with you? I had the fortunate opportunity to sit at your feet on this past Saturday. You did a virtual Facebook, A Night to Dream. How can our global listening audience make the connection with the Dynamic Duo?
Great, yes. We've been doing a Night to Dream Facebook Live, so we would encourage you guys to become friends with us on Facebook, and you can just invite, I think, under Charlene-Donald-Johnson, and you can also email us if you would like more information, and that's anighttodream@gmail.com. And you're also welcome to give us a call, because you know what, Coach O'Neill, we will come and inspire anybody. We will do a Night to Dream at any location that they want us to do it at. That's how much we believe in what God is doing through A Night to Dream. So those are the ways that you can contact us. We do have a number if you're interested. It's 916-502-2518. And we thank you guys so much for listening. And
why
watch
don't you
out.
Give the, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I know that if I was writing that, I might have missed it. Let's give the number one more time to make sure that our audience received it.
Okay, here's the number. It's 916-502-2518. And if you have questions or you want to contact us, you can do it at anighttodream@gmail.com. And connect with us on Facebook, and it's Charlene-Donald-Johnson. And we do occasionally do a Night to Dream Facebook Live where we'll come on and we'll virtual right into your office or living room or wherever you are. And
excellent.
I
love it. And, you know, I have to ask, we have created a Motivational Monday group page. It's a forum to continue the dialogue around any particular subject. And, wow, as our caller said, and I'm in agreement with Lady Tabitha, that platinum nugget thing is huge and hot, and you truly did drop some platinum nuggets on us. Will you support and continue the conversation with us via Facebook Pathways?
Absolutely.
Yes, we will.
Awesome. And that way, if someone has a question that maybe someone was too shy to ask their question live, I know how that is. It's like, yeah, I don't want anyone to hear my voice. But we do want to continue the dialogue. And this Motivational Mondays forum has been established to really keep the conversation going after the show on any given subject. And it's an opportunity for you, our global listening audience, to let us know what subjects you would like to have discussed. When I say platinum nuggets, we definitely got it on this evening. There was so much richness of what was discussed, but I want to remind us of those key elements that Pastor Don and Charlene shared with us as it relates to A Night to Dream and unearthing or moving to another level in that. Clarify your vision. Ask the million-dollar question. Discover your uniqueness. Move, move, move. And bottom line, that moving means to just simply do. And you want to simply do. Why? Because the circumstances will never be favorable. So you just have to step out. You can't wait for the budget necessarily. You just have to step out when God has called you to do that. And so this concludes today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We thank you so much, our global listening audience, for tuning in. And if you are not a part of Coach Adams' network, definitely want to get plugged in. visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. If you're interested in registering for the next live Shape Up 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, go to my website under the calendar. Under July the 23rd, there'll be the details for it along with the link for registering. July 23rd, July 23rd, July 23rd. That is your moment to shape up and win. Get into action and move. We thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires. I coach, and you win.